We did a survey of 260 women with metastatic breast cancer, and Leslie Fallowfield in the UK did something pretty similar, where we asked people, all things being equal in this situation, if the efficacy and other side effects are the same, would you prefer an IM injection once a month or a pill? And both surveys showed about a quarter to a third of patients preferred injections.
Yeah.
Is that what you see in your practice, Kathy?
Yeah, I think most patients don't mind them. And there's a group of patients who like to come in once a month and see their nice nurse and have a little chat. And it's very supportive. And I think they're quite happy. And there are some people who just hate taking pills. So,
yeah, did that vary by age?
No, we did not see a difference in terms of age.
I wanted to add that in Memphis, we even have those patients who don't take pills, who are non-compliant. And I feel more comfortable
Sure. Putting
them on something that I know that they are on rather than prescribing pills that they don't take.
Enforced compliance.
Enforced compliance, yes. So it's occasional, but it happens.
It's what Jerry Seinfeld calls the involuntary luge. The thing that's probably most interesting about this, if the clinical data are accepted, I'm always a bit skeptical about stable disease in chronic endocrine responsive disease, but if it's true, 35% of patients benefit to exemestane after letrozole or anastrozole, that really speaks to a very substantial non-cross resistance between those two classes of AIs. So for me personally, that's very exciting to think that there may be such a high non-cross resistance between the drugs, because we have trials.
That's the most important point.
Sure. Yeah. Although in the phase 3 trials, both in the patients who progressed on tamoxifen and patients who progressed on an AI, the treatment arms had comparable results, I still think the AIs in both cases come out to be a winner because the average patient would prefer taking an oral agent. And secondly, I do think we have a fair amount of information now regarding the efficacy of fulvestrant after an AI, whereas we don't have that information for the converse. So I think for those reasons, most people would still choose the AI option, reserving the fulvestrant in the event of progression. Is there data out there? Does anyone know regarding the activity of an AI after progression of fulvestrant?
Not that I know of.